Police reporter. Again, we present the police reporter dramatizing bizarre mysteries from the police records of the world.
On an October morning in 1930, a Coast Guard and the town marshal of Ketchikan, Alaska, were sitting in the Coast Guard station at Point Higgins.
Say, Taylor, why do you go fooling around with all them microscopes and telescopes and all them other scopes you got around here?
These are scientific instruments, Stone.
Well, what good are they? You'll end up in a nut house if you don't stop playing with all them doojiggers.
Well, I'd rather be like I am than like you are.
That's just a matter of opinion, and I can't say I think much of yours.
Hey, take a look through that telescope and see if there's anything doing out there. 11:30, time check up on the boats.
Okay, what's the matter? You expecting trouble?
Nope, the weather's been too good. But my job is watching those fishing boats out there. You see anything?
Yep. There's a fishing boat away out there.
This time of day?
Yep.
Who is it? Can you tell?
Nope. You better look. You see it?
Hmm. It looks like old man Marshall's boat.
He's out kind of late in the morning, ain't he?
Say, there's something wrong with that boat. She's just drifting with the tide.
Do you suppose something's happened to the old man?
Maybe. Guess I'd better run out there and take a look.
Anybody moving around on her?
Nope, not a soul. That's what makes me suspicious.
Maybe I better come with you. This may be a case for the law.
Oh, come on, then. We'll run out in the launch. It won't take us 10 minutes.
Wait till I get my hat, and I'll be right with you.
Fifteen minutes later, the two men were standing on the deck of old man Marshall's boat.
Hey, look out.
Holy smoke. What do you know about that?
It's old man Marshall, ain't it?
Yeah, dead as a doornail. Looks like he'd been shot.
I'd say he'd been knocked down first and then shot while he was laying on deck. You can see where the bullet went right through his head and into the deck.
Hey, what's that he's got in his hand?
It's hair. Black hair.
Hey, give it to me. I'll put it in an envelope and take a look at it under a microscope.
Sure looks like the old man put up a fight before they got him, don't it?
Say, Stone, get out your jackknife and dig that bullet out of the deck while I take a look around.
What do you want with the bullet?
You're a cop, ain't you? You ever hear of ballistics?
Sure. That's that newfangled business of looking at bullets through a microscope.
Say, here's a broken hacksaw blade. Hey, maybe we better take that along with us, too.
I got the bullet dug out.
Let me have it. Thanks. Let's go in the cabin.
Gosh, sure is a mess in here. Why do you suppose anyone would want to kill the old man?
Looks like robbery to me.
Robbery? Do you think he had any money on board?
Certainly. The old man was a fish buyer for the canneries. He always paid cash, so he generally had quite a bit of money aboard.
Say, look at that safe, will you? All busted to pieces. What do you think we'd better do?
Well, we'd better tow this boat into Point Higgins and see what we can find out there.
At Point Higgins, they discovered that George Marshall had gone out to buy fish from two men, Bert McDonald and Lloyd Close. At the city float, they found the boat of one of the wanted men and boarded her.
Doesn't seem to be anybody here.
He must have just left. This cabin smells of fresh tobacco smoke.
Sure does.
Now, if Lloyd Close did kill the old man, it'd been nice to have catched him before he had a chance to go uptown.
Why? We can get him any time.
Yeah, he'd still have whatever he stole on him. Now he's had a chance to get rid of it.
Say, will you take a look in this chest? plumb full of new tools and about 50 hacksaw blades.
Yeah, and the same kind of blades as the one we found on Marshall's boat.
This looks like the stuff that was stolen from the cannery about a week ago.
I wouldn't be surprised if it were.
Well, this trip wasn't a waste of time anyhow.
Well, looks like that cannery robbery is solved.
Yes, and I've got a feeling we've gone quite a ways toward solving old man Marshall's murder.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
What you got there?
38 caliber revolver.
Well, that cinches it. I'm going to find Lloyd Close and arrest him for both these crimes.
Hey, what's the matter with Bert McDonald? Old man Marshall went out to buy fish from him, too.
What's the use of taking him? No doubt but what Lloyd did both jobs.
Well, it won't do any harm to talk to McDonald. We know he went to see Marshall aboard his boat.
It'd be just a waste of time.
Never can tell. Let's talk to him anyhow.
What's the use? This case is in the bag right now.
Say, do me a favor, will you? Arrest both men.
We next find Stone and Taylor in the former's cubbyhole office in the city lockup.
Well, I got both of them.
Good. Let's talk to them. I want to hear what they've got to say.
We'll take McDonald first. He's mad as a hornet about the whole thing.
All right. If we're satisfied with his answers, we'll let him go.
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Bring Bert McDonald in here.
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm going to set my microscope up on this table by the window.
What are you going to do with that darn fool thing?
I don't know yet, but I got some ideas.
Well, kids have to have their toys, I guess. Go ahead.
Here's McDonald, Mr. Stone.
Thanks.
Sit down, Mac.
What's the idea of pinching me, Stone?
Well, it wasn't my idea, exactly. But now I've got you, I want to ask you a few questions.
About what?
Oh, a couple of things.
Well, let's get it over with.
Did you see old man Marshall yesterday morning?
Sure, I sold him a catch of fish like I always do.
I see. And then, was he still alive when you went aboard his boat?
Of course he was.
And you didn't have any trouble with him?
Oh, why should I have any trouble? He's a square guy who always paid the market price for fish.
Well, did he buy from anybody else while you were there?
No, he didn't.
You see anyone else around?
Yes. Saw Lloyd Close's boat heading towards the old man's when I was leaving.
Well, what do you say, Taylor? Got anything you want to ask him?
Yeah. Would you mind giving me three or four of your hairs, McDonald?
My hairs?
Yeah, I just cut a few off your head.
Don't mind him, Mac. He's potty about that microscope of his.
I'm serious, Stone. How about it, McDonald?
Oh, go ahead, Mac. Give him a couple of hairs to play with.
All right. I'll pull out a couple. There.
Thanks.
Can I go now?
Why, yeah, I guess...
Hey, let him wait here till you've talked to Lloyd Close.
Do you mind, Mac?
No, it's all right.
Hey, Sam, bring Lloyd Close in here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Stone.
When you get four people in this office, it's a crowd.
Excuse me while I go take a look at this hair.
Sorry to keep you like this, Mac, but I can't be helped. You understand, don't you?
Sure, I know. It's all right, Stone.
Here he is, Mr. Stone.
Well, Lloyd, I'm afraid you'll have to stand. Ain't another seat in the place.
I don't mind, Stone. I can talk better standing. I guess that's what you want me to do, ain't it?
Yes, Lloyd. I'm afraid you got a lot of explaining to do.
About what?
About the cannon factory robbery, for one thing.
So, Mac, you couldn't keep your mouth shut.
I never said a word.
Then how did they know we pulled a cannon factory robbery?
What do you mean, we?
So that's it, eh? Trying to dump all the blame on me. Well, you won't get away with it. They had just as much to do with it as I did.
They didn't find any of the stolen stuff on my boat.
Well, you're in it, and you're in it just as deep as I am. You can't blame it all on me.
Now, the fact is, Lloyd, he didn't. But that's neither here nor there. We brought you here for another reason.
What other reason?
The murder of old man Marshall.
I didn't have nothing to do with it.
That's going to be pretty hard for you to prove, Lloyd.
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't see the old man yesterday.
Mac here says he saw your boat headed for old man Marshall's when he left.
That's a dirty lie!
You didn't sell him any fish yesterday?
No. I had a bum catch, so I took him into town and sold him retail. And I can prove it.
Taylor here says the old man was killed with your gun.
Well, how can he say that when the gun ain't been out of my cabin in months?
Well, for some kind of microscope business. You tell him, Taylor.
The rifling on the bullet that killed the old man is the same as all the slugs I fired from your gun. I can prove that your gun killed the old man, Lloyd.
I don't care. I didn't kill him.
And that ain't all the evidence we got either. We found a broken hacksaw blade in the cabin of old man Marshall's boat. It was the same kind of a blade that was stolen from the canning factory.
Well, what of it?
Explain that one if you can, Lloyd.
I ain't explaining nothing. I'm telling you. I never saw old man Marshall yesterday. I ain't fired my gun in 2 months, and I ain't used one of them hacksaw blades I stole from the cannon factory. There it is. You can take it or leave it.
Now that won't do, Lloyd. It won't do at all.
I've had my say.
Well, that's all right with me. All I can do now is charge you with the murder of George Marshall and put you back in jail to wait for trial.
I didn't do it.
What's the use denying it, Lloyd, when we got the proofs? Why, there ain't a jury in Alaska that wouldn't convict you.
You're through with me, Mr. Stone.
Well, now, I guess,
Hey, you've been doing a lot of bum guessing, Stone. Now, let me tell you some scientific facts.
Stuff you found out with that there microscope?
No, that microscope doesn't make mistakes like you do.
Say, what mistakes have I made?
Well, the first thing this microscope has told me is that the hair we found in old man Marshall's hand was McDonald's hair.
How do you know that?
Well, you can look in the microscope and see for yourself. It's exactly the same color and texture as the hair McDonald gave me less than 10 minutes ago.
There's a lot of people have the same kind of hair.
Yeah, but it don't look the same under the microscope.
Lloyd has the same kind of hair I have. Why didn't you put that under your microscope?
I will if it'll make you feel any better. How about it, Lloyd?
How about what?
He wants to look at a couple of your hairs under the microscope.
It's all right with me. I'll pull out a couple. There.
Come over here, Stone. Take a look.
Do we have to go on with this foolishness?
Nah, don't be bullheaded. Take a look at that eyepiece. What do you see?
Why, it looks like two cables with rings around them.
Do they look alike?
Yes, sir, exactly.
Well, what you're looking at is one of the hairs we found in Marshall's hand, which was evidently pulled out of the murderer's head. The other one is one of the hairs Burke McDonald gave me.
Well, what do you think of that?
Now, I'm going to put one of Lloyd Close's hairs with these two. There. Now, what do you see?
Why, it looks like an altogether different kind of cable.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. I've made a mistake. But evidence like this is kind of hard to hang a man on.
Well, here's something else that don't quite hitch. Did you notice a hold of the old man's boat when we discovered the body?
Well, can't say that I did.
Well, there wasn't a fish in it. What'd the old man do with those that McDonald says he sold him? Throw them overboard?
You're sure of that, Taylor?
Of course I'm sure. And if you've got the sense of a flea, you'll hold Burt McDonald for the murder of old man Marshall.
And Burt McDonald is serving a life sentence on McNeil Island, and all because of a hair.
You have just heard the police reporter bringing you another dramatization of an actual happening. These stories are taken from the police records of the world. If you like this type of entertainment, write to the police reporter in care of this station and tell him so. This is a radio release production. Thank you.